Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast.
Hi, I'm Megan, host of Radio Free Saturday Morning, the eclectic music mix beacon of the Four Corners and worldwide. Tune in to discover new music and to revel in the more familiar with no rules on genre, form, or novelty. Learn more about the origins of songs, the lives of the musicians that made them, and a wide array of interesting facts in general. It's freeform radio at its finest. Hear what you rarely hear anywhere else here on Radio Free Saturday mornings, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. every Saturday on KSJE.
AM. It is Thursday morning here on KSJE. Time for an extra segment this week to talk a little bit about an upcoming event this weekend to celebrate the Marine Corps. Bo Harwood is my guest this morning. He is sitting in with me today. He is the commandant of the local detachment number 736. Good morning, and thanks for being here.
Hey, good morning.
Thank you for coming in, and congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
You are, that is one of your titles that you were telling me, right? You have another one that's a statewide title as well.
That is correct. I'm the junior vice commandant of the Department of New Mexico for the Marine Corps League.
Very good. Well, congratulations again. And so the reason you're here, of course, is this big event that that you're having to kind of celebrate the, I guess, restart, if you will, of this local detachment, correct? And celebrate the Marines.
Yes, definitely. Before I start explaining that, I would like to say happy birthday to all the Marines today. It is the Marine Corps birthday today. We're celebrating 247 years defending your freedom. So I'd just go ahead and like to give that shout out to
you. Bet
all.
We should start with that. You're very true.
This coming Saturday at the Farmington Civic Center, we will be hosting our inaugural birthday ball. So it is a formal event where we're going to be doing the whole pomp and circumstance of the cake cutting ceremony for what Marines hold sacred, you know, and as our traditions, as we try to instill and everyone in our communities about what we're about at being Marines.
Right. And you were telling me before we came on the air this morning that you're almost sold out. There are almost no tickets left.
That is correct. You know, once we started, we had a little late start, but we were in planning stages for almost a year. But again, we're all young professionals and busy. We have our own families and, you know, we have some of our Marines have, you know, kids who are playing a state tournament. So it's kind of hard to, you know, make sure that we can get things done. But towards the closing end of this, we've been going around asking for sponsorships, and the community has, you know, surprised us and stepped up and, you know, donated and became a sponsor for this ball.
Right. Very good. Well, congratulations. And I would say if anyone's thinking about going on Saturday, that they should certainly buy their tickets sooner than later.
Oh, definitely. Yes. They are located on the Farmington Civic Center box office website. You can purchase your tickets through there. We also have discount codes for all military veterans. And also we have a special discount code for all of the Marine Corps League members that are not only located in New Mexico, but who want to join us from Colorado or our neighboring states are welcome to attend as well.
Make it a true Four Corners event.
Oh, definitely. Yes.
Yeah, there you go. And so just to be clear for our radio audience who maybe can't see the poster that we've got up, it's Saturday, November 12th at the Farmington Civic Center. Time, it starts about when?
It starts off with a cocktail social hour at 5 o'clock in the evening. And then 6 o'clock, the doors will be locked because that's when the whole ceremony starts taking place. And that ceremony take about 30 to 45 minutes. Reason why is we had to add another 10 minutes because of the Marine Corps birthday message is now 10 minutes long. So we have to work that in as well. So we also do have a Marine Corps reserve unit coming to assist us with our ceremony. So we actually do have active duty Marines who are going to be volunteering to give their time. So their reserve unit coming out of Albuquerque. So it's the 4th Law Enforcement Battalion. And we also do have their Lieutenant Colonel coming out as our guest of honor. And that he is Lieutenant Colonel Jacob E. Hoskins.
Okay. Nice.
So then we also do have the Sergeant Major Hammer, and he'll be coming out as well. He'll be as our adjutant, and then they have all of their NCOs coming out to be part of our ceremony, so we're excited about that. And then we have us as a detachment there to take part in the ceremony as well.
Very good. And you were telling me, too, before we came on the air, that this detachment has kind of been restarted, if you will, right, after a few years. And kind of nice to see newer, younger members coming on board and moving the organization forward, it sounds like.
That's correct. The detachment 736 in San Juan County was originally started back in 1991. And we had a lot of famous Marines who are from the area who were part of that the detachment before it dissolved in 2018. You even had Mayor Bill Stanley leading the detachment as their detachment commandant. As you know, Marines get older. We don't get younger.
We all are getting older. Yes, thanks for reminding us.
And so that's why it dissolved. They just got older. And then again, like I was telling you earlier, it was just my generation of Marines were getting together, part of the OIF and OEF. We just needed that camaraderie again. I believe it's like when you hit 40 years old and you miss that, fraternity of brotherhood, you miss it. So we wanted to get together, and we did that last year. We fundraised to have a little cake cutting ceremony at Porter's, and we got that accomplished. And since then, we flourished into starting rechartering this detachment in Farmington.
Good for you. Well, again, congratulations, because I think there's a lot of organizations that are maybe seeing the similar situation where their members are older and they're maybe not getting newer younger members in to sustain the organization. And it sounds like that's maybe kind of a little bit what happened there, and until you came along and got some of your younger friends together to put it back together a little bit.
So it saddens us, even for me, just to see a lot of the VFWs are falling into that state. And we just need to encourage all of our veterans who are my age or younger that, it's just no longer an old man's club, but it's something that we can unite together so that we can continue to support one another and also give back to the communities that we do care about.
Right. Because once a Marine, always a Marine, I would say.
Most definitely. Even for the league, we are, in our growth spurt right now. We've been recognized nationally for having a large membership, coming in. We were told by National that we're one of the youngest detachments nationally. So they've been following us, and, we've been setting a standard for many of the detachments around, the nation. So as much as we can try to help us, with memberships and retention, we give them our ideas as well and how that they can attract more Marines, my generation or younger, so that they can, help out as well with the community.
Right. Right. And you were telling me you entered the Marines right after high school.
I did,
right,
yes.
Your service.
It's a funny story. Not that funny, but I went to seminary school, college. I was supposed to graduate high school a little bit earlier, but he decided to graduate with my peers. But the extra time I did have, I attended Heartland Baptist Bible College out of Oklahoma City. So when I graduated high school, I graduated from college as well. And then I did not tell my family that I enlisted, but July 3rd, I left for boot camp, and then my family came and attended my third graduation in 2000 in San Diego. So it was a lot going on for 1 year, so I think my family said I'm a little bit of an overachiever, so...
Well, that's pretty obvious, I think, with some of the things that you've accomplished. But congratulations. But eventually they figured out that you'd enlisted, I imagine.
Yes, definitely. So I'm the baby of the family. So, it was harder on my mom, especially for my brother, who is a Marine as well. So they weren't prepared for me to leave. But once I did and stationed in Okinawa, that's when September 11th happened. And I believe all of our lives changed after that because, we have – like a childhood friend of mine passed in Iraq, and those are the types of why we're here to give back to our community, because we're there to support all of our Gold Star families and understand that we come from a rich, long lineage of a great legacy of Navajo code talkers. And that's who our detachment is named after, is the late Corporal Wilford Eli Billy
from
Farmington, New Mexico.
There you go. And you honor him, I know.
Yes.
With these events.
So we had to get acknowledgement and also authorization from his family to use his name for our detachment. And they gave it, you know, without a doubt that they, you know, they wanted to honor their father that way. And we're grateful for that. We also get to know a lot more Navajo code talkers when we go do the Navajo Nation parades, which we've been doing this year. So we've been getting our name out. So hopefully, you know, we'll be able to do more alongside with the Navajo Nation as well, because, you know, they need that camaraderie out there as well. But it's so rural out there, so it's hard to travel
just
to, you know, have this camaraderie.
Very true. Well, Bo, we are out of time, but I appreciate you coming in. Thank you for your service. And to all the veterans out there, we hope that you have a peaceful and commemorate Veterans Day tomorrow, of course. The whole country will be joining you to remember all of your service. This event is coming up on Saturday, November 12th at the Farmington Civic Center. A few tickets left if folks want to join you for the birthday ball.
That's correct, yes.
All right, very good. Thanks for coming in.
All right, thank you very much.
You bet. Good to see you. All That's right. Bo Harwood, my guest this morning here on KSJE, Farmington, New Mexico.
Hi, this is Sergio Mialnyshenko with the Brazilian Hour. I would like to invite you to join me every week with the best and most exciting music of Brazil. Every week, right here.
Tune in the Brazilian Hour every Saturday night at 11.
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.